Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazret Abu Abdullah Taqi rahmetullahi فرماتے تھے کہ انسان کو عبادت میں سخت نقصان دینے والی وہ چیز ہے جو بد اعمالیوں کو بھلا دے اور صالحات کی یاد دلائے، جس سے وہ شخص تکبر اور غرور میں لوگوں کے درمیان بڑھ جائے گا۔ حضرت ابو عبداللہ انطاقی رحمۃ اللہ سے harms a person's good deeds most, and he has to be exceptionally careful of such an attitude which damages, harms, and destroys his good amal. Such an attitude which, by means of which, he forgets completely his evil deeds, the sins which he has committed, he forgets those sins. Does not be sure about it, and he become completely happy of those sins. And but what he does, he remembers his good deeds. He remembers his good deeds, and as a result of this attitude, what happened? He developed a kabur, pride, holding others in contempt, and in self-deception, sees himself in this manner. He increases his takabur amongst them, amongst the people. Many people, they forget their past life, and when they become holy, or they understand, they become holy, have reformed, then they forget about their past, and then their focus is on their present, on their good deeds. There was one Buzruk, he became such a great wali that many of his murids fly in the air and walk on water. But when he died, then his murids saw him in a dream, and they saw that half of his face was darkened completely. Now he was under the adab. So they were very much shocked and grief, and they asked in the dream that Murid asked Hazrat what has happened. So he said that there was one sin which I had committed, for which I had not committed. In his days of Jahiliyyah, before he became a Buzruk, before he had reformed himself. And despite the fact that he has remembered that sin, he did not consciously make tawbah. He did not repent for that sin. And as a result of that, I am being punished here. So one should not become forgetful of one's past. And this happens frequently amongst people, amongst even learned people, amongst Maulanas, Maulvis, and amongst the Muris of the Khanka, and amongst those who are in the Tabligh Jamaat. All of them suffer from this disease. Once they become, they were hoodlums yesterday, but today they joined the Hanka, or one has got knowledge today, or he joined the Tabligh, and then now he becomes now, he develops airs, he's pious now. That's why you see him speaking when they give bayans, holding others in contempt. Their focus is now on the sins and the deficiencies of other people, not on themselves, on the others, and they are forgetful of their own sins. If you find such people, they will speak of the false sins of others, but yet they themselves, even after having been reformed, are careless of observing the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnahs are such is of imperative importance, the sunnah. No amal, personal amal, or amal of a khanka, or personal amal of a wali, can supersede the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You'll find the thing, the adhan going off, he'll continue speaking, learned people, walihin, he continues speaking. Here, one person, he asked Hazrat Mawlana Asif Thani, He said, my sheikh has prescribed for me dhikr. Every morning after tahajjud, I engage in the dhikr. And sometimes what happens, the Fajr Azan goes off. Now at that time I feel difficult, I feel an aversion of abandoning, stopping my dhikr. I feel an aversion for stopping my dhikr. But at the same time, I am aware that there is much virtue in responding to the azan. The two acts which are basic when the azan goes. One is to listen, to be attentive, and the second is to respond. To respond to the muadhin. He says, what should I do in such a case? So the time of I said, you must immediately terminate your dhikr and fulfill the sunnah. Because this in the sunnah is a great, wonderful treasure. The barakat of that treasure will increase the barakat in your dhikr. So that is of greater importance to observe the sunnah. But the same thing, for example, the thing we are in the salat, after the farad salat, we find the things about this. We have to speak on the ills of the community. The purpose of a bayan is not just to while away the time to search for interest. No, instead when you go to a doctor, what is it? You don't go there to, you must just praise you for your health. You go there for your, get a remedy for your diseases. So you'll find the thing that after the farad salat, in many places, the bid'ah of kitab reading takes place immediately after the farad salat. Where is it is wajib, what is called ittisal. Ittisal means to next to join. What? To join the farad salat with the sunnah al-muaqadah. After Zuhr, Sunnah Muaqqadah. After Maghrib, there's a Sunnah Muaqqadah. And after Isha, Sunnah Muaqqadah Salat. So, besides the Masnoon or the Sunnah short dua, after the Farad Salat, anything else, even the reciting Quran Sharif at that time also, it is bid'ah. It's not permissible. Some fuqaha have said that if you, if a long time, lengthy time lapses between the farad and the sunnah al-mu'akkadah, or you do engage in something else, then you have lost now the sunnah al-mu'akkadah. So when you perform it, there is no more the sunnah al-mu'akkadah, it's a nafil now. Some of fuqaha have said so. So it is wajib that thing that ittisal or to join the farad, the sunnah muaqqadah with the farad. it is wajib. But people have innovated their own practices, saying to the Han Kashmir Five, all types of zikr. They have, and they don't restrict it to the Hanka, they have brought it now in the masajid. Zikr majlises, halka zikr, all type of funny practices in there, they displace the sunnah. So that actually is bid'ah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he said, what once addressed a group of people, sahaba and tabi'in, what will be your condition at such a time when there will be such a fitna which will make the elderly people senile in their brains, senile among the children, and the young people will become old before the time. And the people will regard that fitna as a sunnah. And if anything is left out from that sunnah, from that fitna, then they will say a sunnah has been discarded. So the people ask us, when will such a time happen? They said, ya zahabal ulama'ukum. When your ulama have departed, wa qatar kurra'ukum, and your qaris have become in abundance. So the qaris, the Quran competitions and things like that, qiraat sessions taking place, etc. Imagine. And the people at that time, they will pursue the dunya with the amal of the akhirat, and they use the deen to gain the dunya, and they will acquire knowledge of the deen for purposes other than the deen. So it, this is referring to the bid'ah. Then people will displace the sunnah, introduce bid'ah, and then they will regard that bid'ah to be a sunnah. So that is, one has to be exceptionally careful what one does. Always weigh your a'mal, your activities, on the scale of the sharia, and see whether this conforms to the sunnah or it is in conflict with the sunnah. Otherwise, find those who displace the sunnah and they make amal on a bid'ah. There is no, the consequence of that is takabur. They will, Allah Ta'ala will punish them. They won't be tawasu in their hearts. They will hold others in contempt. They will become quickly angry and will prepare to fight with you also if you rectify them. So, but making amal on the sunnah, it will create tawasu and humility in a person.